We've seen a lot of good moves this year, to be fair. There's been a lot of good and great work with the deer situation, to be fair. And again on the deer situation, my whole point, and you know this very well, and other journalists there, Hale, know this very well, I've always called for a culling of the deer situation, but only Donna Marie if it's done safely and humanely. Same with any other radio station I've talked on, Ocean FM, various others, talking BBC, so on, BBC Radio Foyle. I've always said that as long as it's done humanely, and I still stand by what I said, one shot, one kill. And if that means bringing in the army down the road, bring them in. But ironically enough, we have got a deer management program ongoing here now in the county. And ironically enough, one of the gentlemen that's over that now, he's ex-army himself. So again, look, maybe it's just the coincidence, whatever, but it's the fact that there's an ex-army man over it, very well equipped, obviously, in his past career, that will take care of things safely and make sure things run humanely and all the rest. And that's all we're asking for. But the whole thing is, Donna Marie, there's been dozens and dozens of cars smashed and written off locally here in the Glenties MD down through the years. Quite a lot of self in recent months, to be fair, or certainly over the last year or so. And as we have all said and reiterated time and time again, and past colleagues of my own have as well, including my three scholar, who finished up there at the last election, alongside myself, she had in the view alongside myself, it was only a matter of time something serious would happen. And when that such a serious situation then would happen, Donna Marie, we'll be all jumping up and down then for answers then, looking for something to be done. But thankfully at the minute, the government have listened, I believe, to this. They have put a deer management strategy in place. We have started that, albeit at the minute, and though it's only minor steps at the minute here in Donegal, but nonetheless, we have a start made here in Donegal. And I'm very, very happy and very appreciative to be associated with that, alongside everybody else that's pushed for matters here as well. It's not all just about me, what I'm shouting for. It's all what we can do as a collective. That's me, you, my colleagues in the council, my colleagues, TDs, likewise, ministers, likewise. It's all a collective going forward. But I believe it is a positive note going forward with the deers that we will get things under control eventually. And indeed, in some cases at the minute, that they're starting to show improvements of control in different areas. So we're thankful for that.